Most people think that the U.S. has 130,000 troops in Iraq. There's actually 260,000 because there are 130,000 private forces. America's been on a privatization drive going back to when Dick Cheney was defense secretary under George H.W. Bush. The equation changed a bit when the administration started using companies like Blackwater, heavily armed paramilitary types, and they're outsourcing a major part of the combat function of the war. And so Blackwater has sort of emerged as the Praetorian Guard of the War on Terror. A decade ago, this company didn't even exist. I mean, the Bush administration failed to build a coalition of the willing in Iraq, so they built a coalition of the billing. But also, how many contractors have been killed in Iraq? We don't know. We think about 780 of them have been killed, 7,600 wounded, but that's a big part of why Bush uses them. Well, first of all, I mean, the average U.S. soldier gets about $28,000 to $40,000 a year to be cannon fodder over in Iraq. That's the average monthly take of the mercenaries tax-free. And it's not just the privatization of the military. Blackwater, for instance, isn't even on Pentagon contract in Iraq. They're working for the State Department to the tune of $750 million. $750 million. They're really an armed wing of the administration. Check this out. When you serve in the U.S. Navy SEALs, U.S. taxpayers spend millions of dollars training you to be this elite fighting machine. Blackwater hires these guys up, repackages them to the taxpayer, so it's a bilking of all of us. But also Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince, he talks about Blackwater as the FedEx of the national security apparatus. He says if you really want a package to get somewhere, do you send it through the post office or do you send it through FedEx? Well, first of all, I mean, what the mercenaries themselves will say is we only engage in defensive operations, and yet the Iraq war inherently is an offensive, aggressive operation, and Blackwater's at the vanguard of it. We're not mercenaries anymore. We're the peace and stability industry. It's a serious problem because these guys have not been subjected to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the court-martial system. There's no effective laws governing their presence, and when Bremer skulked out of Iraq in 2004, one of the last things he did was issue an edict, Order 17, immunizing all contractors from prosecution. So there are 48,000 employees of mercenary companies operating in Iraq. There's no laws that govern them, Iraqi, international, U.S., or military. So it's like the Wild West over there right now. And when they commit crimes that go unprosecuted, unpunished, that has a ricochet effect because Iraqis don't see the difference between mercenaries and actual forces. They see them as all the occupation. And the Democrats are totally on board with privatization. I mean, don't buy into the illusion that there's some two-party system going on in the U.S. right now. I mean, they're all part of the same war party. And Clinton was a radical supporter of privatization. When Cheney was running Halliburton, what president do you think gave him all those big contracts? It was President Clinton. And so, you know, it's a myth that we have some real debate in the U.S. They all get money from the war contractors, except Blackwater only butters one side of the bread. They only give to Republicans, which is very unusual for such a successful company. They get the job done politically, too. They spend a lot of money on campaign. They show up on the scene, and I was standing on a street corner on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter and talking to two New York City cops who'd come down to help. A car pulls up, no license plates on it. Three huge guys get out wearing flak jackets, khaki uniforms, M4 submachine guns, and they say to the cops, where are the rest of the Blackwater guys? The cops say, oh, they're just down the street. There's a bunch of them. So I said, Blackwater, you mean like the guys over in Iraq? He said, oh, yeah, they're all over the place. So I found them, start talking to them. What's your mission here? We're here to confront criminals and stop looters. Under whose authority are you here? They sort of went back and forth with each other. One flashes a gold law enforcement badge. He says, I was deputized by the governor of the state of Louisiana. Turns out, the Blackwater guys on the ground told me we're getting $350 a day to be down here. I got Blackwater's contracts. They were billing $950 a day per man, raking in $240,000 a day at one point. 600 men stretching from Texas through the Gulf. The fact of the matter is that this is a paramilitary operation, totally lawless. And why was Blackwater hired? Because the National Guard was over in Iraq and Afghanistan as cannon fodder. So Bush brings in a mercenary company headed by a guy who bankrolls his campaign. And the fact of the matter is that I think most Americans would support a defensive operation to defend the country. This is an offensive, aggressive war of conquest, and that's why it's necessary to have mercenaries. So if the future of warfare is offensive invasions of other countries, absolutely. We're looking at it right now in Iraq, Afghanistan, New Orleans. When mercenaries come back in caskets, it doesn't make the papers, it barely makes the news, you don't have to put it in the official troop count. What I think is more important is that no one's paying attention to the crimes these guys are committing. You got lower-ranking soldiers being prosecuted for Abu Ghraib. There are contractors at Abu Ghraib. They're walking around as free men in the United States right now.
We have a company here in Blackwater that has said that it doesn't want military law to apply to it, and at the same time, facing wrongful death lawsuits, has argued that it can't be sued in civilian courts, saying that it should be entitled to the same immunity as the U.S. military. So we have a company that is essentially declaring itself above any effective law, and I think that raises serious questions anywhere they go in the world, and particularly in this country.
That's why I call this the shadow war.